This episode of the Disney Insider Podcast is brought to you by Brawny Paper Towels. Never lets you down.
Today, January 2nd, 2006, on the official Inside Disney Podcast. Straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Little Green Men Land at Disneyland. The happiest place on Earth was out of this world in honor of Buzz Lightyear's new adventure. Let us set the scene for you. It's a pretty spring morning in Anaheim, much like any other, except that many of the guests at Disneyland Park are wearing a wee bit of green. But this St. Patrick's Day is about to take a turn for the extraterrestrial, thanks to evil Emperor Zurg and an army of heroic little green men. Or should that be little green men? Because on St. Patrick's Day 2005, more than 200 kids from Green Elementary School in Lakewood, California, turned up to help Buzz Lightyear and his green army men repel an invasion by evil Emperor Zurg's galactic forces. It was all part of the opening of Disneyland Park's latest attraction, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, an exciting space adventure inspired by the Walt Disney Pictures presentation of a Pixar Animation Studios film, Toy Story 2. In honor of the attraction's official opening, the folks at Disneyland Park decided to take advantage of the St. Patrick's Day tradition and put up a celebration in green. So they invited the student body of Green Elementary to visit the park and take part in an out-of-this-world parade. People lined the route for more than an hour before showtime, from Sleeping Beauty Castle, down Main Street and back, and then on to Tomorrowland to open the attraction, while the evil Emperor Zurg periodically made nefarious plans to rule the galaxy over the loudspeakers. Finally, the hero of the day arrived. Buzz Lightyear cruised up in a Jeep with a troop of trusty green army men, not the outer space kind, but the disciplined soldiers we recall from the Toy Story films. The army men performed a dazzling song and dance routine that brought applause from the crowd, but it wasn't enough to deter the evil Emperor Zurg. So Buzz turned to the little green men and women of Green Elementary. Clad in their bright green school t-shirts and sparkly green antennae, the beaming, waving army quickly sent the evil Emperor Zurg packing and paraded through the park. The kids were, frankly, irresistible, and their sheer excitement at parading through Disneyland Park was a delight. When they reached Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, the parade concluded with a grand opening ceremony and a blizzard of shamrock-shaped confetti. As befits the saviors of our planet, the children were the first in line to experience the attraction, which allows guests to zap invading aliens with laser guns, then see their final scores. It's a unique interactive experience, a gentle one. Think Haunted Mansion, not Indiana Jones or Space Mountain, that can be enjoyed again and again as guests strive to improve their scores. But we suspect no one will enjoy it quite so much as a few busloads of little green men and women fresh from saving the galaxy on a sunny spring morning. For more information about Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, visit us at Disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.